New Country, Z100, Keith Urban and Eric Church. Raise them up at 6:52 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show here with you today. And a little country concert that may have slipped under your radar. I want to tell you about an individual by the name of Mandy Barnett. Mandy is a vocalist extraordinaire out of Nashville, Tennessee. And she has portrayed Patsy Cline in the musical Always Patsy Cline, performed on the Ryman Auditorium stage to sold-out shows, and truly a remarkable voice. And when you see her in that setting, it's like you are watching Patsy Cline come to life. Well, she's going to be a part of the Steel Guitar Show up at the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon. I believe it kicks off this weekend. I know Friday night she is there, and I'll give you all the ticket information and what you need to know about this. But Mandy joins me on the phone line this morning, and I guess I'm going to start with the obvious question here, but what is it like to portray Patsy Cline?
Well, it was a great honor, and it was something that was very unexpected. I was actually 18. I'd moved to Nashville when I was 17 years old, but all during that time, all throughout my adolescence and teenage years, I'd had a record deal with Capitol Records, and they didn't think kids could sell records. It's kind of funny now, since that Taylor Swift is certainly proving them wrong, and many others since then. But so we were doing a lot of recording and didn't really know, what to do. They didn't know what to do with me. And once I moved to Nashville, I'd been here for a little while, and they decided to drop me from the label. So I was kind of floundering around trying to figure things out. And so I heard about this audition the day of a friend of mine's uncle got my number, called me, said that he had read in the Tennessean that there was going to be an audition, some kind of Patsy Cline show. Now, he knew me from the past when I was growing up in Crossville, Tennessee. I used to sing a lot of Patsy Cline songs, so that's what made him think of me. I went to the Grand Ole Opry, and there were about 450 women there, and they were all prepared and knew what was going on. And, of course, I had no idea what was going on. It took me about half the day to figure out what the show was actually about. I thought it was just something at Opryland Theme Park.
Yeah.
But apparently it was for a brand new musical called Always Patsy Cline, and it was going to be the first thing in the Ryman Auditorium. And so I ended up sticking around, and by that evening I was the last person there. Of course, it took them about a week to tell me that I had the part, so I had to sort of agonize for about a week to find out. But we started doing it in 1994, and over the last 20 years or so, we've done 6 runs there, and it's always been a wonderful, special thing. Yeah. We've done a show for many of Patsy's contemporaries, all of her family, the Jordanaires, her producers, or a lot of her band members, people that toured with her and played on her records. And so it's really been a great thing and given me a lot of opportunities that have been unique. And special.
What is it like, I mean, for the average person listening today to be able to say, man, I walked out on the Ryman Auditorium stage and I sang a Patsy Cline song to a sold-out house? What is that feeling like?
Well, it's one of the greatest in the world because, the Ryman Auditorium is a venue that is just revered, like Carnegie Hall, or some of the greatest halls in the world, and just the fact that Patsy Cline herself played there makes it even more special. So it's a feeling that's hard to describe, but it is overwhelming. It does kind of you think, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm here. That kind of thing.
What do you think? I mean, this is something that I think about a lot with some of the legends who I think were pulled from us way too soon. But what do you think Patsy Cline would be doing these days if she was still with us?
Well, I would hope that she would be playing the Grand Ole Opry and that she would be touring and probably writing a book and living her life and enjoying her family and her grandkids. She's got a lot of grandkids. Her daughter Julie had several kids, and they've all had kids, and I think she would have really loved that.
Mandy, I know that you have... you started singing very young in church and what have you, but were you taking vocal lessons or anything like this?
No, I just sang in church and came from a musical family and just had natural instincts musically. And mom recognized that and made sure that I had opportunities and, around town, whether it was, singing for the American Legion or the fair, or, different things in the community and surrounding communities.
I was going to ask you, do you ever keep in touch with Dolly Parton?
You know, I saw her last year. I did a show with Dolly and Stella. It was for a benefit. And so I've not seen her in a very long time. But I've played Dolly with throughout the years. I started out playing at Dollywood when I was 10 years old. I won a contest up there and lived there for a couple of summers. And so I've got really, really fond memories of Dolly Parton and her family and playing in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. It's beautiful down there. I just got married down there, so I was...
Oh, really? That's a great place to get married. It's just beautiful. Gatlinburg is a beautiful place.
It really is. The mountains, there's something hypnotic about mountains. Being from Illinois, we don't see a whole lot of mountains, so it's kind of neat to get down that way.
There's mountains, there's Dolly Parton, there's fudge, Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
So. You can't go wrong.
Absolutely. Well, like when we come and see you on Friday, what kind, are you going to do all Patsy Cline songs? You're going to do some, what kind of music are you going to give to us?
It'll be classic country. There'll be some Patsy Cline songs, but, there'll definitely be some good country shuffles. It'll be a good mixture of songs. And, of course, I also have an album in Cracker Barrel called I Can't Stop Loving You, the songs of Don Gibson. So, I did a tribute to him, and I'll be doing a couple of his songs as well.
Like Oh Lonesome Me?
Like Oh Lonesome Me.
Love it.
Sure.
I love it. Well, here's the deal. You can go online to this website, SouthernIllinoisProductions.com, and find out about your tickets. Mandy Barnett, who portrays Patsy Cline and Always Patsy Cline, is going to be featured here 3 o'clock in the afternoon and also later that night. It's Friday night, the Mount Vernon Holiday Inn, a part of the Steel Guitar Show. It's just going to be a fantastic night. And if you have a young person in your house, I know there's a lot of folks that have got kids that sing in church and love this. You need to come and hear Mandy Barnett sing because you will not regret it, that's for sure. So, Mandy, I appreciate your time this morning and look forward to seeing you up here.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mandy Barnett, my guest this morning. Once again, it is Friday, tomorrow night at the Mount Vernon Holiday Inn. The Steel Guitar Show is going on. It actually starts tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. But I think it's cool that we've got an award-winning vocalist that's going to be in our neck of the woods. And seriously, a woman knows how to sing. It'd be great to get up there and check that show out. So do it. And there'll be more info up on our Facebook and our website, too, under the Kit in the Country morning show portion of the site. 7 o'clock this morning and time for a look at news. Good morning.
This is WO.